Okay, we have already picked up a little bit of a trend going on in this conference. It's very interesting. Oh, yeah, this event. Thank you. Bold Venture event. Stina, who was leading worship tonight, how many of you enjoyed Stina Brockman? One of the girls up here singing with her was her daughter, Sarah. Okay. And one of the other gals who was singing tonight, Melissa Burgess, is here with her mom. Melissa, where are you? Would you stand? And where's your mom? I don't know if you're... Okay, you're sitting together. Y'all remain standing. Now listen, if you are here and you are mother and daughter, would you please stand? Mothers and daughters. That's really cool. That's not normally happened in Bold Venture. But this event is about mentoring. Okay? We've all done the conference thing. We've all been to the altar. We've been flattened at the altar. We have been slain. We have been prayed for a million times. We've been prophesied over a million times. We've come to the altar and we shake and we bake and we marinate and we saturate, right? And that's all great, and we might do that some more this weekend. But I also believe God wants us to get off of the floor, and He wants us to make disciples. And Bold Venture, we have emphasized this truth because we believe that the church should be doing the job that Jesus told us to do. And that's not just the preacher's job. And guess what? It's not just the men's job. Amen? Tell somebody, He's talking to you. Jesus told you to go and make disciples. And so a lot of what we're going to be talking about this weekend is about mentoring and discipleship. That doesn't sound as fun as laying on the floor and getting goosebumps. But actually, what I've learned is the funnest thing to do is what gives God the most pleasure. And He really wants us to make disciples. And so tonight, before we have our first speaker, I'm going to invite all of the main speakers of our event to make their way to the platform. And don't be shy. You know who you are. I want you to come on up and take your seat on our gorgeous living room set. How many of you like this set that Good News Church made for us? I'm going to ask y'all to squeeze in really tight because maybe we can try to get, I don't know if we can get four, maybe not, on that sofa. Do we have enough? Yes, please take that big chair. Because I'm actually going to try to sit here. Yeah, I'm going to sit here. Oh, that's great because we're not going to be up here that long. Now, this would be a Kodak moment for anybody that wants to take a picture. No. I'm over here. You know, when you go to a restaurant and they bring you a menu and you have to choose between the top sirloin or the spaghetti or whatever. But at this restaurant, we're giving you it all. You're getting it all, okay? You don't have to choose one. All of these women up here have an amazing message to give to you this weekend. And what I love about this group is that they're so diverse. I want to introduce them all to you. And then this is all non-scripted, okay? A few of them asked me, what are we talking about on the panel? But I didn't really want them to know. Because this is ad lib, okay? I'm going to ask them a question. This is not like a beauty pageant. But what I love about this group is that they come from so many different backgrounds. Alicia Vitorsky, when I say your name, raise your hand so everybody knows. Alicia is a housewife and the mother of three boys and pregnant with number four, and it is a girl. Yeah. And Alicia is part of a Russian church, Russian-speaking church in Philadelphia. And she's going to be talking to you tomorrow afternoon about what young women want in mentors. Okay? Then Rebecca DeCana from Gainesville, Florida. She and her husband, Pastor Victory Church of Gainesville. I've known them since I was a child. She was a child. I was in their wedding. I've known them a long time. And she's also here with her daughter, Christina, who's right there. Yes. And Rebecca is going to be talking to us on the, she's actually going to send us out on Saturday talking about moving from fear to faith. Okay? B.K. Jones from Decatur, Hartsel, Alabama. Y'all can cheer. She and her husband, Les, pastor New Song Family Church there in North Alabama. And BK has two kids. And she is, she goes around and speaks other places besides her church. She likes to get out, right? And she's going to be talking about something that you need to fix on your program because I typed it wrong. It should be get rid of the junk in your trunk. It says get rid of the junk in your junk. Sorry. You can do that too. Susie Judd, you've already met. She and Matt Judd, pastor of this church, Good News Church in Augusta, Georgia. And Susie is going to be talking tomorrow about becoming a bold leader. And we believe that women can be leaders. Does everybody in here believe that? Okay, hopefully you will before you leave if you don't. Okay, Shanae Tucker, who is going to be kicking off this event tonight. Shanae, raise your hand. Shanae is a professor at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She's been there for how many years? She's been there for 6 years. And she also has a ministry that focuses on mentoring. She has discipleship materials. She'll tell you about those tonight. And this is something that she's given her life to. Okay. Lori Vervaki. Everybody say Vervaki. Lori is from Utah, Salt Lake City. She is not a Mormon. She's a Holy Ghost-filled woman of God who she travels and speaks all over the world. She's very connected to a ministry in Singapore called Trinity Christian Center, which was founded by a woman named Naomi Dowdy. And Laurie has worked very closely with Naomi over the years to help leaders and grow churches. And she is in apostolic ministry. Does that get anybody upset? Or she's really going out and really helping build foundations in churches. And she's married. I didn't say, and Shanae is single. So we believe in, we believe that God can use single women. Beth Taylor. Beth Taylor. Beth has been a part of Bold Venture since the very beginning. She and her husband, Eddie Taylor, pastor Church on the Hill in Dalton, Georgia. Some of y'all have been there because we had a Bold Venture there. You remember that? You remember what happened on the hill? And she's going to be speaking on why the church needs strong women. Okay? And then my dear friend Nicole Doyle from Rochester, New York. Nicole has a really interesting story, which she'll be sharing tomorrow. When I met Nicole, she was ministering as a staff pastor at a church in New Hampshire. And she was doing a lot of student ministry. She was single, and she was single for quite a while. And then when she was the big 4-0, she met Marvin. And they got married, and she is now in, don't know the exact number, but she's now in her mid-40s. And she has two young boys. So she's a mom, but she also has written two books. And one of them is on being single and waiting for God's choice for you. So she has a special message for single women, and she believes that God can use single women. Amen? And he can use married women too, right? And then this woman, I don't know if you can see her because I'm standing in her way. This is my daughter, Margaret Grady Turner. And she is currently working at Southern Wesleyan University. She's a counselor, basically. She's on staff there, works with students. She helps students to improve their grades so they don't get kicked out of school. And does all kinds of other spiritual counseling for them. And she is also the mom of one adopted son and one son who is here, right there in my wife's arms, Hananiah. You'll get to see him over the weekend. He's the first nursing child we've ever had attached to a speaker at Bold Venture. We made some special allowances this time. But Margaret is going to be talking tomorrow about becoming a bold mother. So, could you give these ladies a hand? And the question that I'm going to ask, and we may not have... Oh, one thing I want to mention. You see those pictures up there. It says, meet your mentors. There are a few more faces up there than we have on this stage. That's because I also added the people who are leading small groups, because they're a very important part of this team. This weekend, I want to just point them out to you. I'm going to ask those ladies to stand up. That would be Nadine Bent-Russell, who is here from Westchester, New York. We have Lydia Figueroa. Stand up, please, who is from Fayetteville, North Carolina. And then we have Janice Marshburn, who is, are you from Dunn? Jacksonville, North Carolina. Okay. And then we also have Dee Mueller from DeLand, Florida, way back in the back. All these ladies are, Dee is a staff pastor in DeLand at her church, Lighthouse Church. Janice is actually a leader of women's ministry for the Pentecostal Holiness Church in North Carolina. Lydia is a pastor. What's the name of your church, Lydia? Abide in Him. Abiding in Him Church. Sounds pretty good. And Nadine works on Wall Street. Really, she does. She works with a lot of rich people. And then the last person up there, but certainly not least, is my wife, Deborah, holding the baby. Please stand. You can tell why she wanted to be here, right? We've been looking forward to this. Okay, so in the time that we have, this is the question. And if we have time to ask everybody, I don't know if we will. I'm going to watch my clock. The question is, who mentored you, or were you mentored? And if you weren't mentored, how did you get to where you're sitting up here today? And if you were, how did that happen? And give it to us in a very short, 1 minute, 2 minute summary. So I'm going to, they're all looking. Some of you already know the answer to that question. And I'm going to actually hand it over to Laurie because I think she probably has the quickest answer.
Oh, you have one there. Check. It is on. You know, the worst thing you do is blow in a microphone. You never do that. Just, that's a tip for the day. You don't pop on them, you know, anyway. I didn't have a mentor. I got saved when I was 16, and I will tell you my age. I got saved in 1975, and I was 16 years old. So I just had my 56th birthday. Amen. And I started in ministry when I was 19. But when I got saved, as many of you, I got radically saved. And I was so hungry for God because what God had done in my life. I mean, I literally made a 180-degree turn in probably 48 hours. I went from partying and sleeping with guys and doing all that stuff to where I don't do that anymore. I mean, literally, when I had a visitation with the Lord, and that'll change your life forever. And so I was very tenacious after God, and I wanted everything he had for me. There was one girl who was very athletic in my high school, and the year before I had an experience with the Lord, I was sitting in our coach's office because I played basketball and volleyball and did all that stuff. And I was sitting in the coach's office when Cindy C. walked into the office, walked up to the coach, and said, "I'm quitting track." She could have been in the Olympics. She was that good. And our coach said, "Well, why are you quitting track?" And she said, "Because I've met Jesus." And she turned around and walked off. Well, when she left, those of us that were in the office, you can know what we began. We began to talk about her, that she was a fool, et cetera, et cetera. But God took those words and burned them into my heart. I was raised in the Baptist church. Thank God for the Baptist. One thing you do know, you do learn coming up in Sunday school in the Baptist church is how to get saved. I mean, you know how to get born again. So when I needed the Lord, I knew what to do. And after that night when I prayed and asked God to help me in my situation, the first person I thought of was Cindy C. So she had already graduated from high school, but I knew who her parents were, and I wrote her a letter. And I just shared with her what had happened in my life. And she wrote me a letter back. And there was a man that was coming from Riverside, California. He was getting ready to graduate from Melodyland. And he was driving to my hometown in Idaho every other week and starting a Bible study. Because he knew that when he graduated, he was going to plant a church in my hometown. This Bible study had been going on for 2 weeks. And Cindy invited me to that Bible study. Well, this is during the early days of the charismatic move. And so I started going. I loved it. I loved what I heard. And then every once in a while, they would take somebody down to the basement to pray for them. And when they'd come up from the basement, they'd have a silly grin on their face. And they said that they were speaking in a new language. Well, I was Baptist. And Baptist, the first Baptist, American Baptist, if you spoke in other tongues, you were possessed with the devil. So then I began to question what kind of group was I in. But God used that group, and I actually was a part of that church. And in that church, I received my foundation. Just because I was running hard after God. And the night that I had my encounter with God, God spoke a scripture and burned it into my heart that has kept me running after God. And it was a portion of scripture that you wouldn't normally read. You know how when you open your Bible, sometimes you hold it and just kind of opens up. Well, it usually opens up to Psalms or somewhere about there. Well, it opened up to Ecclesiastes chapter 5, and two verses were like emboldened on the page. And it says, "If thou vowest a vow unto God, differ not to pay it. For if you vow a vow unto God and don't pay," in other words, it's better that you don't make a promise and not keep it. Well, God knew I needed that to keep me running after him. He knew, I believe, my life circumstances, and it keeps my eyes on the Lord. So I was in that church for about 5 years. That's where I actually became a youth pastor at 19. I think I was just the oldest and more mature of the youth, and so I was elected. I was actually going to be a veterinarian. I'd already been accepted to pre-vet school at the age of 16. I mean, that was my destiny, so I thought. But I knew 3 months after I got saved that God had called me to ministry and completely redirected my life. From Idaho, the Lord led me to Oklahoma, and that's where I started, actually had my first mentors. When I moved to Oklahoma, I was working with Buddy and Pat Harrison, and I worked with them for 6 years. I didn't know what a mentor was, but what I learned is that by relationships, we are mentored. You know, that's how Jesus made disciples. He didn't make disciples in a classroom. He made disciples through relationships. That's what I appreciate about Bold Venture. It's all about relationships. You can take discipleship 101, and you can get knowledge and information, but you will not become a disciple. If you stand in your garage, you will not become a car. Sorry to tell you that. Yeah. So working with them, and then I met my husband in Tulsa, and his company moved us to Houston. We were in Houston 22 months. And one day in Houston, the Lord said, how would you like to go to Singapore? It's like, the only thing I knew about Singapore was that somebody in my husband's office had gone to Singapore for 2 weeks and came back. So it was like, well, sure, I'll go to Singapore. 3 hours later, my husband calls me from office, and he said, I've been asked to apply for a job in Singapore. So we were in Singapore for 12 years. And after we'd been there 5 years, we made a change in churches, and the Lord supernaturally connected me with Apostle Naomi Dowdy, who was the pastor of Trinity Christian Center at that time. And we actually met in Canada. Two ladies from Singapore happened to be in the same church in Canada, and we didn't know each other. So God connected us, and I've worked with her ever since. And so it doesn't matter how old you are. It doesn't matter how many years you've been in ministry. We can all still be mentored. And so through my relationship with Apostle Dowdy, it's taken me to a whole new level. And it's opened opportunities and doors that I would never have ever imagined. I'm just a country girl from Idaho. I didn't even own a dress till I moved to Tulsa. I lived in blue jeans and cowboy boots. That was my life. So I just want to say that we can always be mentored. And God always has something for each one of us to learn and to grow from.
That's awesome. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to ask that you give the mic to Nicole. And we're not going to have time for everybody, but just give us a nugget about it, and then I'll pass around to a few others.
When I think of mentors, I think of two women. One came into my life when I was a college freshman, and there was a church, the church that I ultimately worked on full-time staff with, but the pastor's wife met me as a freshman and reached out to me, and we found out we were both from Brooklyn, and we had all these things in common, and Brooklyn girls stick together, and so she and her family just started having me over for dinner and for meals, and I had some crisis of faith as a college student, just professors making me feel like a fool for my faith, and her family really helped me to work out a lot of that, and they really walked me through that whole process of being a college student and even after, and they were sort of a home away from home for me. And the other woman was actually a Swedish immigrant, so Grandma Marianne, who is now in heaven with the Lord, but she, I was leading worship at a tent meeting, and sometime in my 20s, and she came up to me after. She was probably in her 60s, and she introduced herself, and she just, it turns out that she has had a granddaughter who looked a lot like me, so I think that was the initial attraction, and who lived far away, and she was missing her granddaughter, and so we got to talking, and she also emigrated from Sweden to Brooklyn, so that was, we had that in common, and she wound up inviting me over to her house for tea the next day, and I went, and after that, for the next 15 years, probably about once a month, I would go to Grandma Marianne's house, and she would serve me tea with her Swedish china. And, you know, I often think about the kingdom of God, how God could take this Brooklyn kid and give this this Swedish woman with these piercing blue eyes, and Marianne was one of the people who just, you know, through all those years of being single, just kept telling me, stir up the gifts of God within you, Nicole, and to focus, and what's God calling you to do, and she would just always remind me of that, and I'll always be grateful for Marianne Nelson.
Let's pass it down to Rebecca, and down on the end.
I'm not so sure what I was going to say, but real quick, I'll just try to think of a nugget. I really believe, when I got saved at 22, I really believe that I would not have made it more than 6 months as a Christian without a mentor. That was assigned to me in a campus ministry, the same one we were in, together. And even though she was kind of mean at times, I didn't hate her for it because I knew that God was using it. He really did. It changed my life. It set me a strong foundation for me for the rest of my life. And off and on through the years, different people have mentored me. Deborah and Lee have been an absolute awesome blessing in my life. But for years, you know, years went by. I was in my husband and I were in an organization, an affiliation that really didn't do that. And I was so hungry for him. I was telling my husband, please, we need to have a relationship. I need a mentor. I believe everybody needs a mentor. And so, thank God, I actually contacted Lee and I said, I need a mentor. This was like a year and a half ago or something. And he hooked me up with a wonderful woman, Myra Goldfarb. I don't know if y'all know her. She's just such a blessing. And I was going through a really hard time in my life. And I tell you, it made the difference between me really getting the victory and overcoming this huge, huge, major obstacle that could have completely diverted me into a not a good direction. And so God is so good. I really believe that mentors are from God. We all need one, as you said earlier, and so find one this weekend if you don't have one. Amen.
Yes. Write that down. Find one this weekend. BK Jones?
I think I never had an official mentor, I guess, but really just desperation was my mentor because it pushed me to God. And sometimes my husband says, God doesn't speak to me like he speaks to you. And my response to that is he hasn't had to, but my mom died when I was little and God literally had to come to me. It was my salvation. It was my rescue in a very dangerous situation. And he came to me and spoke to me. Also my pastor's wife, if it hadn't been for her, there was such a desperation for God that I wanted to be around anybody that had him, anybody that had his peace. And I recognized him very clearly. And my pastor's wife, Betty Atkinson in Auburn, Alabama, would take me home with her. She'd pick me up when I was sick, burning up with fever, take me in with her children. And then when I was older in ministry, probably about 37, I met Barbara James, who is our mom, our spiritual mama. And she is has just been there in prayer, just spending time praying with her. But a mentor that set me down and had a class, I did not have that. But I just believe the anointing is more caught than taught. And so I just try to stay around anointed women. And I think it rubs off on you. You just do what they do. Follow them as they follow Christ.
Susie, Judd.
You know, I don't recall really, other than my parents, having any mentors in my life. And I think I'm a little jealous as I hear what y'all are sharing. And I think in a lot of ways it stunted me or held me back from what God had for me for a long time because so much of it was just going on my own. And I know about that organization. And from the background, from the group we were with, mentoring was not promoted. And that was one thing that really attracted us to get involved with Bold Venture and even with Lee Grady and his ministry. And I just think of all the things in my life I miss, but I tell you what it has compelled me to do is to become a mentor, you know, and really to take that on in my life and recognize I can give others what I didn't get. And so that's, as I'm looking forward in my life, I really believe that the best that God will do through me will be what he enables me to inspire and to mentor in others. I really believe that. So thanks.
I want Beth to go.
I do have a mentor. I actually, there were some godly women in my life, but there really wasn't a woman. I got saved as a teenager. My youth pastor mentored me. I was mentored by a man, and
I was hungry, and he fed me. And I can remember asking him, where are the women like you? And he said, I don't know how to answer that, but I'll tell you this. Don't be bitter. You just become that mother. You become that. And I have. But, you know, I always wanted a mom. I always wanted a spiritual mother. And Lee had put us at Myron Barry Goldfarb's house because we were down there for a meeting with all of them. And there was a connection that took place there that was unlike anything I have ever experienced with another woman. And she has been a powerful influence in my life. So God gave me a mom in my 40s after my own mother was dead. And so it's precious. It's precious. But a man mentored me. And God will do whatever he's got to do. And so discipleship is it's not just about receiving and then stopping there. Ray always told me, my youth pastor, he said, I really haven't done my job until I have grandchildren, until you are producing fruit. And so.
Margaret?
I have had mentors. I'm kind of in between mentors right now. It's an interesting stage. But there are certain points in life where it's natural to have a mentor. When I was in high school, it was my youth pastor, and she, you know, was awesome, took us on mission trips. So that was a very foundational part of my faith. And then in college, again, there was a woman on campus who I used to just go bug all the time. Why don't we do more mission trips? Why don't we do more service projects? And she just kind of took me on as her project. And even as I first started working, I had one of the counselors at the college who really took me under her wing to mentor. And now I'm in a new workplace, and I've begun to develop a relationship with the chair of the School of Religion, who is a woman, and she's in her 60s, and she's always been single, and I'm getting some new perspectives from her. But I've really learned through this just past couple of years that you really do have to seek out a mentorship relationship if you want a healthy one. Now, there will be certain points in your life where maybe that's not true. Maybe someone will pursue you. But there are going to be other times in your life where you're going to have to work for there to be a healthy mentoring relationship in your life. And that's worth pursuing. So go after it.
Tomorrow, Alicia is going to be teaching on this whole subject. Alicia, did you have any short thing you wanted to say today? Go ahead. And then I'm going to give the mic to Shanae, who is going to teach us tonight about this. So, Alicia?
I came from the culture where we never were taught about mentorship or mentors. So first time I heard about it in 2011 when I got on our first bold venture in South Carolina. Before that, when I was analyzing my life, I understood that probably my parents were my mentors. And my mom was reading the Bible every single day for us. As a woman, she couldn't probably do a lot activity in church, but I saw my father as a minister. So without words, I could see him in action. So this gave a desire for me to serve the Lord and just to be like my father. I heard a lot of testimonies today from the women here, and you could hear everyone was saying that the main point was a thirst for God. And if we are having this thirst for God and we are hungry for Him, I think the most important thing is to have Him as a spiritual father and Holy Spirit as a mentor. And when we have Him as a spiritual father and Holy Spirit as a mentor, He will bring right people to our life, and they will come to our life at the right place, at the right time, and I think that's it.
Can we give these ladies a hand?